I'm Hallie Labonte, welcoming you to Inside Twin Hills Podcast, where I want to make our mega church have a tiny family feel. So each week I introduce you to some awesome members of our church staff and community so you can be blessed by them as well. Twin Hills is blessing our community here in Broad Ripple, Indiana, but I'm hoping that through this podcast we can spread the reach and bless people from all over the world. So, well, at least people who speak English, but that's a lot of places. So anyway, it's the new year, and I have a renewed love of our church community, and I just want to say that with all these New Year's resolutions that everybody's making, I'm making a New Year's resolution to honor God with my body. I'm cutting back on carbs, I'm getting my 10,000 steps every day, and I'm going to honor Him with my time as well, because I've decided to dedicate more time to listening to Christian music in my car. So I think it's going to be an awesome 2019. Okay, well, Martha and Mary only had like 6 verses devoted to them in the Bible. Think what they would have had if it, instead of Martha and Mary, they were Mark and Gary. They would have had books in the Bible named after them. So I got to get my Mark and Gary out here. Please welcome my co-host, Russ Campbell and Gray House, everybody.
Hey, I go Gary.
Okay, I'll be Mark and happy 2019. Oh my gosh.
Oh, can you believe it?
It's so exciting, isn't it?
I'm still high from Christmas, really. I'm just, yeah. I just felt so blessed in all the way through the new year. I just, I was a lot of praise, a lot of thanks for the two of you and our church community.
Well, ditto, man. Ditto.
Yeah, that was really great. How are we doing?
Yeah, everybody, what's going on with you?
Oh, man. Well, I had a busy weekend. Yeah. We had a singles retreat. That's why I wasn't here Sunday, because we stayed up in Mishawana, just outside of Grand Rapids.
Mishawana. Awesome.
We had a men's retreat, so only men could go. So it was fun. We called it Man Card. Keep your man card. It was very fun. And we had something awesome. Awesome. Gray, I wish you came. And you had the invite, bud. I sent you that email.
I did have the invite. And we'll find out why I wasn't there. But
I can't wait for that. So we were up there. And Friday night, Brad Huffman Chevrolet in town, he came up on the retreat. And that night, we had a big bonfire. And the guitars were out. And he's like, I'll be right back. He comes back with a Shotsky. Have you ever heard of this?
No. Yeah.
So what it is, I've never seen one. But what it is, you take a ski, just a regular snow ski, and you super glue shot glasses to it. So you can super glue 1, 2. He had 4 shot glasses super glued to the ski.
Okay.
And he's like, let's do this. And everyone was all geared up. And I was like, well, Brad, hey, listen, we're just trying to have a good time tonight. And he's like, yeah, I am too. He brings out, this was good. I thought he was bringing out alcohol. He had a jug of chocolate milk.
Awesome.
And everyone lost their mind.
Who doesn't like chocolate?
So we were doing chocolate milk shots.
It's so all good.
And he goes, yeah, I used to do this in college. I would get wasted and blacked out. I can't remember half my college experience. So we're doing this Saturday night. You know, I get the guys together and we get this real froth going, just emotional, and the fire's going, the guitars are out again.
You're on a Jesus high.
And that's the best high.
Yeah.
Brad goes, I'll be right back. And I'm like, okay, I know what's going to happen. He comes back with the shot ski. He tosses it in the fire. And he's like, what? I don't want that life anymore.
Oh, wow. The life from the night before.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even ask.
Huh. Maybe he's lactose intolerant.
Yeah. Well, I assumed, you know what? From what he was saying, I assume, yeah, because his life changed already. He's not drinking alcohol anymore.
Right.
Maybe it just reminds him of when he used to put booze in there.
Yeah. Huh. Seemed like good fun the night before. I don't know what got into his mind that he'd have to give that up.
Huh. Anyway, it was an awesome weekend.
Sounds
so
great.
Fun. It was great.
It must have been cold out there.
Up in Mishawana? Yeah. It got down to the 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it was great. Fun. Well, I'm just so
blessed. What about you, Bob?
Oh, I'm so blessed. I wish I could have gone on that men's retreat, because it was on like you said, it was on the weekend. I did my first wedding this weekend. And I'm just really excited because these were two of my kids that met in Climax, who are both freshmen at Crossroads Bible.
Wow.
And they decided to get married. And I was just, look, I know they were young, okay? They're both, I think.
That's fine. I wish I was married young.
Right. I mean, most of us do. I think Addison is 18 and I think Dustin is 19.
That's okay? Perfect.
And they are having a great freshman year. And they came to me about midway through the semester and they said, Gray, we love each other. We've been together since sophomore year.
Yeah.
We both love God.
Oh.
We both, you know, every day we're devoting our life to Christ. And we want to get married. And usually I would say, hey, guys, have you really thought about it? Because this is a huge commitment, right? And they said, yeah, we really thought about it. I said, okay, let's do it. And then I said, can I do the wedding? And they said, yes. And so I guess I wasn't asked. I did ask if I could do the wedding because I was so excited.
I bet you hit it out of the park.
And when did you meet these two?
I met these. Well, they both came into Climax all the way right from Jay High. So yeah. I've known them ever since they were freshmen in high school. So I've really seen them grow. I saw the whole relationship grow awesome. in Climax. So I did the wedding and it was really fun. It was a themed wedding. And
what was the theme?
Come on,
the theme,
those are the best.
The theme was the Mary best. Poppins. It was great. The new one. The right. new one.
Oh,
right.
I like that girl in that movie. She's so beautiful.
So she dressed like Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
And he dressed like Lynn, whatever that guy's name is.
Did she wear a bow tie on her wedding day?
She did. They all looked exact. And all the wedding party, the men all wore tuxedos like the penguins.
Like the penguins, yeah.
Oh, I
And all the women, I'm not sure quite what they were dressed as, but they were in some sort of flowers or something.
Okay.
I haven't seen the movie. So,
oh, it's so good. They okay. sang.
Oh, right. They did sing.
There's nothing real memorable. I can't remember any of the songs, but they sang and they danced.
So they did sing and they changed all the lyrics to be more Christian. And I just loved it. And so
I love it when they do that. Can I be honest? When they take a secular song and they flip it and they make it spiritual,
isn't that neat?
It opens it up. It opens it up
big time. Yeah.
And so the only thing that I did, I did a bit of a Cockney accent for my whole message.
Okay. Okay. I put you on spot.
Okay.
What does that sound like? Just a little bit.
All right. I'll do a little bit of it. It goes like this. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together today to join in holy matrimony, Addison and Dustin. What do you think?
That was great.
I know. Yeah. I really worked on it. I watched a YouTube video.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
You nailed it. Hey, when you married Meredith, Russ, did you have a theme or anything? What are the highlights of your wedding day?
It was catered by Dickie's.
Ooh,
barbecue.
I love Dickie's.
It was awesome. It was great. Yeah, it was great. It was great. The weather was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great. Wow. That is so neat. Wow. I think that's so great.
Well, what about you, Hallie?
What about your wedding day? I don't think I've ever... Oh, my wedding day was a disaster.
Oh.
I had hives. It was terrible. I'm too anxious of a peach to have things be about me. You know what I mean? I didn't care for it one bit. I still to this day, I'm like, Lance, tell me about our wedding. I blocked it out. I was like Jodie Foster panic room. All the doors were sliding shut in my brain. I was like, I don't know what's happening right now. I hated it. But you know what? I always say to Lance, it's not about the wedding. It's about the marriage. You know what I mean?
That's big time. I agree.
Yeah. And you know what? We had so much fun. Lance and I, we have a New Year's tradition where we make handmade pizzas for New Year's Eve. And everybody comes over. You can do your own toppings. I have a whole toppings bar. You can make a sweet pizza. You can make a white pizza. You can make a green pizza. You can make a red pizza. You can put it on meat. You can make it veggie. You can do whatever you want. It's so much fun. And I've learned how to open up the yeast packets and activate my yeast. I make it all from scratch. And so as soon as you come over, you two have never been over on New Year's Eve, but it's a party. And I'll pick your toppings, anything you want. I know you like those gummy bears and Sour Patch Kids. You could put that on a pizza.
What?
You don't? Isn't that your favorite?
Yeah, but yeah. I've never put that on a pizza.
You can put anything on a pizza, and so it's so fun. But we play a lot of games. We do the homemade pizzas. We do everything that doesn't involve drinking, but it's still fun because you know what? Lance and I talk about it sometimes that you know from the Bible when Noah got drunk, his daughters had sex with him. You know what I mean? And so we're like, well, we just want to stay away from that type of thing. Uh-huh. So we just do the sparkling grape juice and we have a good time. But Lance and I, that day, the day of the 31st, we went out and we played pickleball real hard so that we could earn our pizza and our sparkling grape juice calories.
That burns calories real quick. That's right. Pickleball?
It's so fun.
That'll get you a quick sweat.
Oh, that is awesome.
It's awesome. I think definitely, fellas, in 2019, we are certainly too blessed to be stressed.
Amen.
Which takes us to our next segment, too anointed to be disappointed. I am so excited about this one. I just can't even get this smile off my face because today's guest is one of my favorite people in the entire world. And I can't believe we've gone this long without the sports ministry coming on, to be honest with you, because it's one of the most popular ministries in our whole church. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Edward Blackthorne. He is the leader of the Take Me to the CrossFit Ministry.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous because I want to make sure that I I represent the church well, and I represent you well, and I represent Take Me to the CrossFit well. So there's a lot of things on my mind, but I just I'm just very blessed. Well, and a blessed New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year.
Amen. Amen.
I'm so excited to have you, Edward.
Well, it's fun to be here, and it's great to be able to talk about our ministry, Take Me to the CrossFit, which is our sports and athletic ministry. No water sports, obviously. We don't want to step on anybody's toes, Chaz. But we do want to make sure that there is a place where Christians can come together without the sin of sports and be able to enjoy an athletic event.
What do you think the sin of sport is?
Well, obviously, sports is very worldly.
Right.
And so we want to make sure that we are able to enjoy athletics and competition without any of those things that might tempt us. What we do is I like to record the football game. And then what I do is, so if the football game starts at 1, okay, football game starts it should start at noon. But what I do is I started at 1.
Okay.
And so I am watching the football game. And then everyone else sees it on a delay. So if there are, if the cheerleaders aren't dressed appropriately, or if I see an end zone celebration that I think might be too inappropriate.
Oh, right.
Or sometimes those television sensors, they do not catch all the swears.
Okay. Oh, right. And guess what? Most of us can read lips. Yeah. So I know exactly what those guys are saying.
Amen and hallelujah. So what I like to do is just make sure that those things are cut from the feed.
Okay.
And then that way everyone can just enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's great. So are they coming to the church to watch the game? And then you're basically running programming, producing the football game for them.
Well, what I like to say is, if I could stay at the church all the time, I would. This is a little saying that I say in my house, and people will say, you don't really mean that. And I'll say, I do. If I could stay at the church all the time, I would. So why leave?
Yeah.
Why leave church to enjoy a rousing athletic event? Why not stay after service, before service, and come and watch a game, and we can all get together and cheer, just enjoy each other.
Isn't that so neat that just sports, even just doing sports, since we are the church, and since the essence of the gospel is loving God, loving people, you can be acting out your faith like during a basketball game.
Amen.
That's the church right there on the court. You know what I mean? I love it.
I say, if you can whoop-de-whoop for Michael Jordan, you can certainly whoop-de-whoop for Christ. Is that right?
That is right.
Is that right?
Edward, I want to ask you, so you know, we've got Indy so close, and I don't know if you're a Pacers person. You know, a lot of people go with the Chicago teams. What are your teams? Who are your most teams you like to watch?
Okay, so I'm a bit of a hodgepodge.
Okay.
because I moved around a lot as a child.
Okay.
And so I have fallen in love with many different teams, although I like to say that all teams are equal and all teams are blessed.
Yeah.
So no favorites, but I happen to really enjoy the game style of the San Antonio Spurs.
Okay.
Ooh.
They play a very wholesome game of basketball. They are very attentive to each other's needs as teammates.
Wow.
And so I think that's very important for us. And as a representation of Christ's love, I think it's important for us to know that to give is better to receive. So I don't like any of that one-on-one showboating stuff in basketball. Okay?
Yeah. Right.
I want to see people, you know, give the ball to your friend and maybe he can get a shot. And if he's not as good as you, maybe he should get more shots so that maybe he has a better chance to get as good as you.
Go ahead, Russ. I was going to say, it's a five-pass rule before you shoot.
That's it.
And growing up, that was a big rule on my YBA team.
Yes.
Right. It's important.
You see a lot of guys in the end zone in football. They're really showboating and they're dancing and they're really celebrating, kind of patting their own back. And I go, you know what? I don't care for it as much. Because I remember back in the day, remember when Michael Jordan couldn't stop hitting all those threes? And he was so humble about it. He just would shake his head. He would keep his head down. He would almost put his hands up to the side and say, I don't know. I just, you know.
Maybe it's Jesus. That's what he was saying. People say he's saying, I don't know. But I think what he's really saying is maybe it's Jesus that's putting these three-pointers.
I look at sport through this Christian perspective because I think a lot of people don't do that. You look at a team like San Antonio Spurs and you're saying, how many times are they passing the ball? That's a Christian thing. I love that.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's really interesting, especially with sports. And in football, it's the same way. My favorite football team is the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Oh.
I lived in Cleveland for a very short time. And during that time, I fell in love with the Browns.
In the city or Oakton?
Way out.
Oh, way out.
Way, way out.
Hiram?
Oh, almost Cincinnati. But I don't like the Bengals' attitude. I'm more of a Browns human being.
Right. So you lived in Cincinnati.
Well, very close. It was
just outside of Cincinnati.
More like Kentucky, but I was a Browns fan.
Oh,
may I ask, why are they called the Browns? What does that mean, the Browns? It's not like a cougar or, you know.
I believe they're called the Browns because the hat is orange. And when the team was created, there was no color orange. So they were called the Browns, which was the closest color they could find.
That makes sense.
The Browns.
Huh.
It seems weird, but I think that's it.
Yeah. Why do you like the Browns?
Well, I like the Browns because they remind me of your classic Bible story. a Lazarus, a woman with an issue. I think that the Browns are the low. The low, the downtrodden. Ooh. And all they, if they could just touch the hem of his garment.
Yep.
Woo.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that they could too be healed and go to the playoffs.
Is that why you think every year they draft a quarterback? Maybe to find their savior.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
And much like us as Christians in our Christian walk, sometimes you follow something that you think will find you salvation. But unless it's the real deal, right? Unless it's the real deal, then it's not going to work. Okay.
Come on, Edward.
Johnny Manziel, maybe he was going to the movies with my friends and that was going to make my heart happy. But I think that maybe that wasn't it. And that maybe what they needed to do was find a true quarterback.
Now, Edward, I have to ask you because I can tell you love sport and you love your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But when I just have to ask because people can only hear, but they can't see you, but you're probably, I'm going to guess, 5'1"? Two.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Probably 5'1".
I like to say that I'm 5'1", but I'm 7 feet in spirit.
Okay. I love that. Did you ever play sport?
Never. Never. Not in any organized way because my size made it impossible. A lot of times, mostly a health risk.
Okay.
I could not play football as a child because of the danger. And then also with baseball because the ball is hard and the bat is heavy.
Right.
And then basketball, because the rim is so high, it's just really hard to get that ball up there.
I mean, surely there would have been some other sport that...
Oh, well, listen, I'm a whiz at badminton.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, would you like horses? You could have been a jockey.
You know what? The thing about horses is that the very existence of them, I find threatening. Oh. And I know that they're God's creatures.
They're scary. Yeah.
But reverence do where reverence should be due.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
And were you just born small?
Oh, yes. My father is 6'7" and my mother is 5'10".
Oh, so that's average.
That's wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Right.
Very tall.
So it really skipped a generation.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it really,
really
does
just
that.
Skipped me.
Wow.
I'm the youngest of three, and my brothers and sister are all tall.
Okay.
Do you know if your mom smoked when she was pregnant with you?
Oh, I don't think so. I never in my house. My parents are very devout. They've never drank nor smoked.
What a blessing.
As far as I know, maybe she had a couple of secrets during that last pregnancy.
Well,
you're the baby of the family?
Oh, I am the baby.
Maybe lead paint. Made lead paint?
You never know.
Right.
You never know. It was the 80s.
Well, okay. I want to get all the way back to what started your love of sports. And also, I just wanted to say, I think it's interesting that the Browns start with a B because it sounds like they play with the Beatitudes. Like the Beatitudes are blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the humble, blessed are the meek. It sounds like these Browns have all those Beatitudes and they start with a B.
Amen. Amen. And they are very meek, a very meek team.
I love it.
As a matter of fact, and let me just give you a little history and see how, and you can see how this kind of goes along with God's blessings. So they had a team and that team had been there for decades. Then the team was stolen away in the middle of the night by their owner.
What? Wow.
And that same year, that team won a Super Bowl.
Oh.
And you would say, how can one so evil be so blessed?
Yeah.
That was our Super Bowl, I think a lot of Browns fans would say.
Oh.
But guess what?
What?
A blessing was on the horizon. And lo, 20 years later, we've got a pretty decent football team. So I'd say who really won, right?
That must have been so fun to celebrate from Cincinnati.
Always provides a ramp.
Yes,
he always provides a ramp. Now, okay, so we've got the Spurs. We've got the Browns. Who else? Do you have any other favorites? So are the Spurs, what is that, basketball? And the Browns
are
football?
The Spurs are basketball team. The Browns are a football team.
Now, do you have a baseball team?
Well, I used to really enjoy the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, yeah, they're neat.
Long-suffering, just a very faithful fan base.
Sure. The Samaritans of baseball.
Yeah, Harry Carey.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I was woefully disappointed. Mm. Woefully disappointed at the behavior of many players once they won a World Series. Very, very, we won. And it was the next thing you know, they're all on television. And I'm thinking to myself, where's the humility? Mm-hmm. Where are the Cubs that I came to love? All of a sudden, we're the Yankees. We're the prima donnas of baseball. I just, it turned me off. I still love the Cubs. I can't lie. Okay. I really enjoy them. However, it did take the wind out of my sails just a little bit. So right now, I'm trying to embrace the Braves.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Edward, you find that a lot. You know, people win things. You know, people win the lottery. All this money comes out. And, you know, money is the root of evil.
Oh,
all
amen.
This evil comes out. Absolutely. When people get money, they start changing. You get to see really their real hearts.
Is that from the Bible? Money is the root of all evil.
Yes. Sure.
Okay. That's just something that I've never experienced, because I've never made more money than this year. Mm-hmm. And I've just, honestly, I just feel great.
Really?
So.
Well, I've never found the reference, and I've gone through the reference Bible, and I can't find the reference for that verse, but it's got to be in there because we say it all the time.
Right? We say it all the time. It's certainly in there
and
somewhere.
And you see it. Not only you read it, you see it.
Right.
Yeah. Even non-Christians say money's the root of all evil. Right. So, I mean, it's got to
really
be.
It really does change
it's
people,
bled into
Russ.
Culture.
I agree with you. Right. Yeah. Now, are there any like kind of other weird sports that you love that we don't know about? Like, I feel like baseball, football, basketball, those are the big ones. What are there any like?
Yeah, what's up with this? I mentioned Oilers jersey.
Well, let me just tell you. I do. This is so embarrassing. I do enjoy the sport of hockey.
Hockey.
Ah.
It's always moving. I tell my wife Meredith. She's like, turn it off. I'm like, it's always moving.
It's always
there's
moving.
There's no timeouts.
I think it's neat.
You're always moving. It's great.
It's always moving.
I like hockey.
It's such a blessed sport. And you know, they play on this beautiful white ice, and it's just so nice. And it just makes me feel like they're playing on the clouds, like they're in heaven. And I love that. But I will say this: there is far too many fights. For my taste.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I always enjoy when two people, they say, okay, we're gonna have some fisticuffs, and maybe you'll use the one hand punch, and then we shake hands, and then we both go and sit in the penalty box. But it seems like these days it's just taking on a life of its own.
You know, that brings me to a question. Edward, why do you think, speaking of punching, why do you think that football players are always hitting women?
Oh boy, sticky question. I think that what happens is, as they say in the Bible, to whom much is given, much is required. And I think that these young men have not yet walked into their blessing. Hmm. And you know, when you walk into a blessing, you know, say for me, and take me to the CrossFit for me to start that and to be a part of that was me walking into my blessing. And for me to feel like I could really give something of myself to the church. And these young men are giving something of themselves to the world. Yeah. And they have to then, you know, like also in the Bible it says, with great power comes great responsibility. And I think that that is a very important verse to tell someone, hey, you've got a lot. You got to give a lot.
Right.
That's awesome.
Amen and hallelujah.
You know what? As long as we're talking about sticky stuff, I just have to say, my son, Day, he was talking about how he likes that the football players get down on a knee. And he said, why is that disrespectful, Mom? He said, Dad got down on a knee when he asked you to marry him. Getting down on a knee is a respectful thing. It's not in your face. It's not any of this stuff. Why do we like it? And I said, well, you know what? I'm not sure, but I have to watch Fox News because it's the Christian channel, and they don't like it because Trump doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we can't like it. And he's like, but I think it's a good thing. And I think it's a way to represent in a way that's respectful. It's not, you know, threatening. It's non-threatening. And why are you so threatened? And I just said, well.
Here's the thing. It's our troops.
Right? It's the troops. And also, it's football. Now is not the time. Okay? You want to make a point. Go speak to your pastor and say to your pastor, Pastor, I've got a bone to pick with the world. Let's pray about it. Mm-hmm. But taking away from a sporting event, that who does that save? I don't know.
Now, Edward, are you married?
Oh, yeah. We got to hear. I mean, there's so much I want to know. We got to talk about you and your life.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not yet married.
Okay.
But, what? But
I find that surprising.
That is really surprising.
I know.
Well, I am dating someone And it's very exciting. It's very exciting. It's very new.
Oh, that's the best.
And I just, I'm just hoping for the best. Yes. I can just,
Okay, you got it. You don't have to name names, okay. But you've got to tell us a little bit because I just want to
let Jenica Wilson. Oh my goodness. It's like a fire shut up in my bones. I can't sit on this truth.
Okay.
Oh. Jenica Wilson, she is like bread from heaven.
Jenica, what is the Allstate? She's got that Allstate business down
that's right. That's right. That's right.
Former volleyball player for U of I.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, it's very exciting.
Well, how many dates are we in?
Well, okay. So we have gone on 3 dates.
And she's probably what, 6'2"?
Oh, she's very tall. She's very tall. She's 6'2" she's in the program, but she's really 6'1". Don't tell her I told you.
Oh, we're getting the inside scoop.
She likes to remain threatening for the spikes. But it's a very exciting time. And I think that, you know, the Lord has blessed me to find someone who sees past my shortness. Yeah. And I see past her height. And we just see each other for the spirits that we are.
Yeah. Right. It seems like she's probably looking right at the horizon and you're looking right at a high.
Oh, like waist level.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
And even overall, lower. Girls really don't care about that stuff.
No.
Oh, no, okay. No. Not if they're blessed and highly favored. Okay?
Amen, man.
I say, Lord, be a step stool. Amen.
And so how long, so when did this all start? You've just been on a few days.
Yeah, did you ask her out? Did she ask you out? How'd you meet?
Well, Take Me to the CrossFit is not simply a place for people to watch sports, but it is a place for people to engage in sports.
Okay. We have
a lot of little leagues, not little league, but small leagues within our congregation. And so during our co-ed singles basketball league, which is just 3 games, and then a championship, we met. She set a very hard screen on me. And
So you set this up. So I see what's happening here.
I am, just going about my business, being the outside shooter that I am, because I can't take it to the basket because I'm small. I just came around this screen, and she set such a powerful screen. Sure. And for those listeners that do not know, a screen is much like a wall of Jericho that a person sets in order to protect their ball handler, but the walls do not come tumbling down. Okay. I came tumbling down.
Oh.
I came tumbling down, and I looked up, and she kind of gave me a wink, and I said, oh.
Wow.
Oh, well, it looks like I might have been touched for an angel. And
oh, you said that.
And so, and I did. I said, well, it was a very powerful screen you set. And she said, you got to keep your head on a swivel. And I was like, well, how about I keep you on a swivel?
Oh,
I Edward. Like it. What? I like
very
it.
Forward. I but like but it. As they say, you got to shoot your shot.
Yes, right. You do.
And I said,
even
I'll
when
keep,
you're not open.
Yes. I said, how about I keep you on a swivel chair? And we went out to a restaurant, a sports restaurant, and sat down and watched some sports together.
Yes. You know what? It. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Am
Amen.
I right?
Amen. Amen.
This is so awesome because I played in one of those little leagues for a while, but I cannot do the co-ed thing. I just can't do that. I just want everybody to be, anyway.
Well, is it the temptation?
No, I just, if a woman could lift as much as a man, run as fast as a man, jump as high as a man, I'd be fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I haven't found a league where that, look.
Well, don't let Jenica hear you say that.
Okay.
Now, I do believe, now I don't know what this holy equation is, but there is certainly a height to weight ratio that must exist in the mind of our creator that says, okay, if a woman is 6'1" and a man is 5'1", that she's better at basketball, and that's okay.
That's great.
And that's his blessing upon us.
I love that balance too. I mean, you've got to have balance, right? Mm-hmm. Balance is the key of life. I mean, that's also
that's
in the Bible.
That is true. And you know what? What do you think about like the WNBA and all the women's ones? Because I went, my son Day, he likes the women's sports, but he went and the stadium or whatever it's called, it wasn't even full at the WNBA. And I was like, where is everybody? Why don't they like it as much? Because it's not as fast or what?
I think that naturally that we are just less drawn to women. than to man God's first creation.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And I also think that part of the problem is that we don't have enough faith.
That's right.
In the woman's game. That's what Jenica likes to say. She says, people don't realize that the game is very exciting. I say, baby, I watch these games with you and there's no dunks. You know, it's like,
so she watches while you edit the games, or does this football?
I just mean at home.
Oh, got
the WNBA is a female basketball league.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so we will watch some of these games at home, the ones that they put on TV.
Right.
And so she'll say, it's just as exciting as the men's game. And I'll say, sweetheart, you know, it's not. Okay, listen, I don't want to fight, but...
But those girls are good. They're good at basketball.
Some of them are very talented at dribbling and shooting.
Yeah, they're really good. You know, it's so interesting. I because my son, he said, you know, I don't like it. His new issue is with cheerleaders. Because we go to these games. My husband's a big sports fan. See, my husband goes all... He does all the Chicago. He does Bears, Bulls, Cubs, right?
Does he do Blackhawks as well?
And he likes Blackhawks and he likes Notre Dame.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah. And but you know what my son, he takes issue with, of all the things, he takes issue with the cheerleaders. Because he's like, Mom, it's literally having women on the sidelines cheering for men who are doing something pretty arbitrary that's not going to change anything in the world. You know what I mean?
Gasp.
And these women are, I know. And I was like, you know what? It's fun. They like it. They're having a good time. It helps them meet people. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He's young.
He's young. He's going to grow out of that.
Right. That's the blessing of youth, is to be able to see something with eyes of that have no perspective.
I would expect him to look at those cheerleaders and say, oh, I think I like what I see. You know, I would expect him to maybe start being like,
very sinful.
Do you think that he would say that to you if he liked what he saw? Do you think he would say,
that's
hey,
probably true. You're right. That's probably true. He probably would say it to his friend, or he would keep it to himself.
I don't know. I'd say go to more games.
Yeah.
Check out more games.
And these young ladies, especially in the college game, where the cheerleaders are doing, they're really, and Jenica taught me this. She said, you know, a cheerleading event can be very athletic.
Right.
And I don't know about these dance teams. Very suggestive, but these young ladies that do the cheerleading where they throw a young woman 15 feet into the sky, those ladies are not on any sideline that I can see. So maybe you tell your son, maybe you need to learn a little bit more about the sport of cheerleading.
Yeah, that's right.
Out of all the sports, guess which sport has the most injuries?
Oh,
ooh, boy.
Football,
oh,
right? Those
head injuries? Don't tell me.
I know.
Okay.
This. I looked it up.
Most injuries.
Bull riding.
Ooh, that's a good one. I would guess football just by number.
Cheerleading.
Okay. I mean, we should have guessed that because that's what
we were talking about.
That was my follow-up.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the thing, and Hallie, not to tell you how to parent, because the one thing I always tell parents is, hey, I'm not one of these kids' parents, so I can't tell you how to do it. But a lot of times when I have a teen that's really pushing back on something that's really special, like cheerleading, instead of engaging them in this debate that you're probably not going to win, you walk away.
Yeah.
You just turn your back and you say, I'm not going to debate this with you
because
I know the truth.
That's right.
And if you do that, what they end up doing is they go, hey, okay, maybe that adult knows more than me about this thing I'm just pushing back against because I'm a teen right now and I'm feeling angry.
Amen.
So I tell that, you know, whether it's about cheerleading or whether it's about faith, I just say, for now, walk away, and they will follow.
That's right.
And
you should write a book, Gray.
I know.
You really should. Well, I'm going to be turning
to
you.
Writing a book.
After me.
After he finishes his book, I'll write a book.
Oh, you should finish that book.
I'm working on it.
Single prop.
Yeah, well.
Did you ever figure out that sandwich metaphor?
I haven't figured it out. I haven't closed the lid on it yet.
Oh.
But it's
the lid on the sandwich.
It's getting there. It's going to be two chapters. It's going to be called The Deli, part one, part two.
Well, as someone who's you know, bordering on the journey of perhaps marriage.
Okay.
Wow.
So this is serious.
Amen. Amen. Very, very much in love and very blessed in my spirit.
And this is when it should happen. The third date, you should be thinking.
We should be. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, the very important third date, should we get married or not?
Yes.
Right. Rule of threes.
Especially then you won't start stumbling in the flesh as your chemistry kicks off.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And if you are going to stumble, You want Christ to be there to pick you up and carry you.
That's right.
Amen.
And she gets
it. Yes. And so I'm going to be looking to you, I'm going to be looking to you, Russ, for all of the marriage advice that I could possibly get. And Gray, one day, you know, all of those years of being around kids, you've got some wisdom in there.
You help. You send your kids to me once they...
already talking about kids. Oh,
I mean, this is awesome. I mean, I feel like we're here at the very... You know, they say it's like a mustard seed. And that's I think right. We've got the mustard seed of a relationship right here. Oh, and it's going to really... It's going to really blossom.
And I love that she loves sports.
She loves sports. Almost more than me. I feel like so many of God's gifts are just staring us in the face. And we don't want to... take all of it on. So say a sports, you could have a very worldly view of sports where you just, I'm just going to go and I'm going to hang out with some people and I'm going to drink beer and I'm going to root for my team. And I say, but where's your deeper understanding? Yeah. You know, where's that at?
Great question.
And if you're not doing that, then, you know, prayer without works works without faith is dead.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, sports without God is just a bunch of people running into each other. Amen.
Amen. Hey, maybe I can answer this question. My son was asking me if all the different teams, a lot of them pray in the locker room beforehand.
Amen.
And you'll see a lot of teams pray before the big game. Mm-hmm. And if they're all praying to the same God, and I didn't know honestly how to answer this question. If they're all praying to the same God, then who's winning? And you know what I mean? How do you answer that
that's
question?
That's a fantastic question.
Yeah, isn't that that's a really toughie? Good.
I remember thinking about this when Evander Holyfield fought Michael Tyson.
Right. Oh. Michael.
And I remember during that fight, that leading up to the fight, that Michael Tyson had just said that he had converted to Islam.
Okay.
So now he was a Muslim.
Come on.
And Evander Holyfield was a Christian man.
Oh, okay. Right.
So they both did pray. Go. I'm sure they both did pray before they fought. But Evander Holyfield emerged victorious.
Oh,
and I have to say, maybe one team prayed with just a little more faith.
Well, there you go.
Amen. And that's a good thing. So then you see when a team does not do well, you just know
that's right.
that not enough people on that team had faith in their creator.
Wow.
Although, I mean, I guess Michael Tyson left with a bit of a snack, though. Yeah.
He did.
Right.
Oh, he bit the ear?
He did. He,
oh, great.
He did.
Come on. That's, I just got it.
I like it.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I just.
And
you know,
Holyfield had
a
Bible verse
snack.
On his trunks, on his swim trunks, or whatever those are, boxing trunks.
Amen.
He had a Bible verse that said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's right. And if you believe it, you can achieve
Philippians.
It.
What a great letter.
Yes. Fellas, I think it's time to turn to the mailbag. Are you ready?
So ready.
I mean, Edward, can you help us answer a question from
a
listener?
I'm so excited. This is one of my favorite parts.
Okay. Just like Jesus had a best friend named John, we've got a mailbag full of letters from our friends. I'm going to read it word for word. This is from a fella named John. Just so you know, I read ahead. I can see his name. Hello, fam. I'm a single dad raising two boys under 10. The other dads in my small group have suggested I show them Game of Thrones episodes because the action is cool, but they warned me about not watching the naked parts. Do you think the violence is okay for my boys to see as long as they don't see the female and male form? Blessings, John. Good question.
A dear John letter.
This is a good question.
Wow.
That
is
a great question.
It's such a good question.
Wow.
Do any of you three watch Game of Thrones?
I've watched the first three episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think?
I watched the first three episodes. So it tells you right there. Wasn't really into it. I finished it up. I don't need to see that. My mind can put enough garbage in my head by myself.
Right. That's right. Okay. You got to guard your heart and you got to guard your mind.
But I've heard it's good. Yeah. I've heard it's good.
Yeah. I've never seen it. I try to not watch anything that's going to make me scared.
Okay.
I try to make sure that a show that I watch is for Christ. And I just think that, you know, from what I understand, there are a serious amount of NIPPLES in Game of Thrones. And I think that can be very, very tempting and problematic, right. Especially for someone who is courting.
Nipples?
Nibbles? I beg your pardon?
Oh, I thought it was nibbles. What did he say?
Oh,
I heard IS at the end of that.
I heard NIBBLES.
Nibbles?
Anyway, one of my favorite shows in Australia is that Game of Thrones is actually an Australian show that was remounted. I don't know if you know that.
Wow. Oh, no.
It was, we had a show there called The Dragon's Wetness. And what it was is, it was basically a woman who finds two dragons out in the outback and she nurses them back to life.
That's cool.
Oh, you said... Oh, see, sometimes these accents,
wet
right?
Wet nurse?
You said wet nurse.
I heard wetness.
I thought you said the dragon's wetness.
Wetness.
Oh, well, the dragons are wet at one point because when they come out of the eggs, shell, yeah, when
like,
they
come out of the eggs.
These two dragons can swim.
Sure.
Oh.
So they're probably wet too.
Right. Amen. Yeah, so the dragon's wetness is, it's really, it's I, when I was in a younger person, my friends and I would get it on a Nina and we would watch it and we knew it was naughty.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when the dragon's wetness is really, it's not for young people, but it really did get our imaginations going to very mm-hmm. strange places because basically the story is a woman finds two dragons and then she nurses them with her own breast milk.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh.
So it is strange because you do see a lot of nibbles, but you also, the dragons seem to like it and... Right,
and, so and it has the nourishment they need. It's the same type of milk that helps.
You know, it seems to be, it's a bit far-fetched. Because sure. the dragons grow up. One goes to New York. Mm. One goes to Hollywood and becomes famous. It's just different.
Wow. Wow. They're just kind of like regular people,
right? It's a bit different in modern when she raises them up. But I believe it's all the same as
Game of Thrones came from there. Mm. Yeah, right. I can see that. Wow.
Well, I would say as a parent, you want your children to have a good experience,
mm-hmm. right?
And I think that maybe just a little temptation, mm. just to test their spirits, mm-hmm. is good, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you know.
And 10, what are they really going to? What are they going to know at 10?
And what are they going to remember?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
After this,
I honestly would say fast forward over the flesh parts and just get to the action scenes and have a time. Boys like that stuff.
Or I would do what Edward does with the football games.
That's right.
I would.
Yes.
I would div exit. I would get it down from the internet.
Amen.
And I would cut it out, pure flex it up. Uh-huh. That way, your 10-year-old can see the action.
Yeah,
because it's a story anyway.
That's
it's
right.
A fantasy. The story's story. The important part.
Yeah. I had somebody the other day say, "Well, the violence isn't good either," and I thought, "Violence with swords? Come on, this is not real violence. People killing each other. Yeah. There's much more violent things happening in numbers."
I guess Deuteronomy. David should have given Goliath a hug and said, "Please leave."
Right. I guess. When, I guess
I'm going to use that, Edward.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's gonna, yeah, I guess when Absalom is hanging in a tree by the hair,
yeah.
Hello.
And the soldiers show up, and they uh-huh. should just go, you know what? We're not going to do anything.
Right.
We're just going to let
we're
you
gonna, we're just gonna
be
walk.
There.
We're just
no,
gonna
keep here's, walking. Here's some bread.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
So I don't really, you know, the violence doesn't bother me at all.
And you know what? It's a boy thing. Having raised a boy, I'll tell you this: boys from the beginning, they pick up a stick in the yard while they're playing, and they turn it into a gun.
That's right.
They turn it into a sword. Boys like that stuff. So you know what? I say fast forward through the naked parts. And just let him watch the action because boys like that. Here's the thing. I mean, my son, we got in a big fight about a T-shirt he has recently. I don't know. It was a band, Dinosaur Jr. or some kind of T-shirt. And it had a picture. It was like a line drawing. It wasn't real, but it was a line drawing of a naked woman's body. And then it was another line drawing of a man holding out a gun as if he was pointing it.
Wait,
and then
what?
Under the gun image, it said, "This is obscene to me." And Day was saying, you know, the naked female form isn't obscene. Gun violence is obscene. And I said, "Day, you cannot wear that."
I just don't get that.
The violence,
I was confused as well.
Yeah, he was saying the violence is the obscene part. The naked female form isn't obscene. And I said, "Day, that's just wrong. The
female body is
sinful and disgusting and should be kept under wraps and only available to, you know, once the marriage certificate."
Send him to me. I'll walk away.
Well, you got to tell him he can't wear this T-shirt. I'm fighting over this T-shirt. I threw it away once and he ordered another one.
I'll look at it and I'll say, "Hey," I'll point at it and then I'll walk away.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Now, ooh. Edward, we're going to, and I know Russ has this on his prayer list. We're going to pray for, I really hope, I mean, maybe in the new year, maybe Valentine's is coming up. Maybe you could propose because I think it's really hard for young people, especially you both are very fit. I'm looking at your body right now. You keep it very right and you keep it very tight. I've seen you out swimming laps in the pond when we have outdoor baptism. What? I've seen you over there. I'm like, that's Edward. He's doing laps in the, you Amen. Keep, you stay fit. Amen. And I know she's an athlete too. Mm-hmm. And you're in your bodies. I mean, I've been detached from my body my whole life and I could give or take, you know, the marital act, but when you're very much in your, you know, body, you two, it might be hard for you and to stay accountable and all that. Just get married. Yeah. Just get married as fast as you can.
I bet the temptation is unreal.
Unbelievable. Okay,
if I can
look
just,
at her. She looks like that one beach volleyball girl who's in the calendar.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, she's so tall. Yeah. And so
she looks like a Barbie doll.
Allow me to shed this sin so that I can be free of it. She's 75% legs. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
She has more legs.
Gift, not a sin.
She has more legs than a bucket of chicken. I'll tell you that right now. I have one last question for you because I always hear you in the gymnasium. I go in there and I'll see you putting away the mats and all the, you know, sports equipment and everything. And I'll hear you singing a tune. You've got more spirituals in your back pocket, more songs that you sing. And I hear them reverberating through the gymnasium I'm walking by. Now, what's maybe one of your favorite spirituals or choruses or
Christian I have to say song. I'm very embarrassed. I love the acoustics in the gym. It's the echo in the empty gym. It's just it's just fantastic.
Probably sounds like the tomb where Jesus when he was singing before the stone got rolled away.
Yes.
He just woken up and he's probably like humming. I gotta sing just in humming. Here.
I got resurrected. I'm gonna sing a song.
Like singing in right. the shower.
Beautiful.
Amen. A favorite. Him.
Is it one? I've heard you sing "One Glad Morning
when this life is over." I'll fly away to a home where love will never end. I'll fly away. You know, in the gym because there's no one in there, you can hit the high notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just excited for the day. One day we will all fly away.
That's right, won't we? We will ascend.
Well, I gotta say, when you're in love, singing comes easy.
Well,
okay.
Edward Blackthorne was played by Edgar Blackman. Find him on Instagram at NotThatEdgar and on Twitter, he's just Edgar Blackman. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte. Russ Campbell is played by Ross Kimball, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. Our incredible producer is Ryan Countshouse. Follow us on your favorite form of social media and send a letter to our mailbag at megathepodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you like the podcast, please support us on Patreon.
Aw, yeah, when you hear a beat like that and you're listening to a Campfire Media podcast, you know you are listening to Dopetown 3000. Dopetown 3000, a nonstop hip-hop improv team bringing you a podcast. And what happens on that podcast? We bring on a guest, they tell a dope story, and we turn that dope story into a dope one-act radio play full of sounds, beats, and dopeness. Check it out on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are heard.
Campfire.